8 of In Conversation with Ashwin, and this is your host Ashwin. On the show, we had Ashwin Sridhar Iyer as a guest. He's a very old friend of mine, and I feel like I got to know a lot more about him on this episode, discussing things with him, and which was a little strange, right? Because knowing him for almost 10 years now, I should probably know everything about him, but I figured new things through our conversation. So this particular episode is not any crazy entrepreneur or a yoga guru. We don't have my curious questions. We don't have book advices. We don't have hacks, etc. We are just catching up, just two good friends talking about life, talking about Ashwin's childhood, his journey in Boston, what motivates him. We also discuss his obsession of making people around him happy, how he deals with expectations of being happy all the time, his love for alone time. Iyer, by the way, for background, a very chirpy, very enthusiastic, very fun-loving guy. He's always infectious with his energy. It's something that we bring up on the show as well. Iyer shares his tip on how humor helps him get through difficult times and some friendly banter plus inside jokes. So, yes, listeners, you might just be a little lost at different points in the conversation where we bring up our friends and really discuss those inside things that you might not have context to. Apologies in advance. Lastly, Iyer's consistent betrayal to Ajit and Vijay surfaces in our conversation as well. I had a great time recording this. Hope you guys enjoy listening to it. Hi, Ashwin. Welcome to the show, In Conversation with Ashwin. Thanks for taking the time to join us. How's it going?
Everything's going good. Ashwin, what's up? How's Chennai?
All good, man. Okay, so this was an extremely random event. We just wanted to talk, and Iyer's been listening to a couple of my episodes. I call him Iyer, by the way. Ashwin is a name that we both share, and I think we're amazing because of our names itself. Just a way to differentiate in the bigger group that we have. People call him Iyer and call me Ashwin, and it's been like that since some time now.
Yeah, and my recent name is Ash, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like to be called Iyer these days. He likes to be called Ash. So, yes, Ash from the show. So I like Iyer more.
Okay. What's up, Ashwin?
It's been something. Iyer has been the name that I've thought of you in the head, right?
Always. Known.
Always, yeah?
Yeah, always.
Ash is going to be difficult to get used to, so I don't know if I can...
No. It's always Iyer. It's always Iyer with you. It's always Iyer with everyone from Chennai. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Iyer. It's Iyer.
Absolutely.
Call me Iyer.
Anyway, Iyer, starting with the first question on the show, I wanted to know, though I know a bit of it, but, you know, the fact that we've been in the group, we've never discussed things that sometimes are obvious and sometimes necessary to know about friends. Tell us a little about your early childhood, how you grew up, and how that has ended up having an influence on the person you've become and are becoming.
Sure. When I was in my fifth grade, I would say I was this person who was really silent. Was this guy who used to just come to school, just eat his own lunch by himself, and study insane, like, go back home, study. And I didn't have a lot of friends till my fifth grade. That was my childhood, to be very honest. A lot changed. It was the same till like eighth grade, but I would say a lot changed after my eighth grade, where I started making friends by basically just like imitating people, imitating teachers in school, kind of making jokes about everyone and like just pulling everyone's leg. And then I started becoming comfortable with a lot of people. I used to be very, very sensitive before because I used to enjoy jokes on others, but I really didn't enjoy jokes on me. But when I started being the other way around, like when I started really enjoying jokes and jokes made on me and was able to appreciate that better, I started realizing I got a lot of friends. And it started that way. And I met this amazing person. I mean, this friend of ours, really nice friend of ours, Rudra. This person has had a lot of influence in changing me to who I am today. to be really honest, so he was the one who told me that you have the skill of making people happy, like cracking jokes. Why don't you just go to the stage and why don't you just do this? And I joined the cultural team. We were all in the same cultural team, to be really honest. And it was really good, amazing, one of the best days ever. We kind of had like really good practice sessions. Used to make a lot of fun. That part of life like just changed me a lot. Like then it started. Then this whole journey started where I became a lot more open-minded and was able to appreciate good humor. And that's how I started becoming, making a lot of friends. And I really see this as one of the best achievements of my life, because I feel I was this person who was very lonely. And this is to all the people out there who are like me, like who have this this loneliness in them, but things are just easy. It's just like everybody wants a change, but they don't realize that they have to be the change to make it happen. And when I started realizing that, when I started having good friends, like, good sets of a good friend set and like just moving around, just having fun, doing crazy things, I really started to enjoy myself more. And that's how everything started. I would say I've made a lot of friends today. And that was my childhood, and that's to what I am right now is a significant change. Yes.
I agree on especially the part that you said, that everybody feels lonely at some point in their lives, right? It's just how you deal with it, and being the change you want to see around you is probably the best way to start there. And I feel like for listeners out there who don't know Ayer, it's just this guy is extremely influential on the group and very contagious with his energy. If he's around, the group's happiness quotient is up at least by 30%. Like everybody is generally very, very, even if they're upset, he's not going to let you be upset for more than 5 minutes if you speak with him. And there's used to be this pressure on you, right, to kind of make people happy. And if you're around, how do you deal with that? Because when people have fixed perceptions about others, there is some expectation to live up to. Has that ever bothered you? Has that ever, some days you might feel a little low, and some days you might be like, hey, I just want to fucking be myself. Like, I don't want to make other people happy. Sure. I want to be happy. How do you deal with that kind of expectation around you?
Yeah, so there have been a lot of days where I've really felt low. I didn't want to meet anybody, because when I see people, I want to be like energized, be like happy, like just jump around. Like that's me. And even right now, I feel like I've always stayed as that person. Even in my masters, like with my friends here, if I'm a little sad one day, they can easily find out. They ask me, because my swings are like way extreme, which I'm trying to control, which I'm trying to like get myself into like be a lot more calmer than I am. But so yeah, so with respect to your question, I would say I've had days like that, but sometimes I tell, if it's my really good friend, I tell them like, I have this issue and I can't like just make like, I can't just be happy now. That's when I think it's very important with respect to the people around you, because I think everybody steps in, and when it's all about mutual, the whole thing is, the whole aspect of happiness is you share with people and people share their happiness with you. It's just mutual. It's not one way. And I feel that when I'm down, there are a lot of people who have been there to like make me happy, when I fall, there are a lot of people who are there to push me when I do that. So that is very, 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 very important. It's been very mutual, I would say, but yeah, sometimes I've not lived up to my expectation where I would always want to be be there, like just make sure the party gets run in. And but sometimes it doesn't happen. I have my days too. Like but yeah, I think people around me, it's very easy. Like one thing I would say is my face is pretty easy to find out when I'm low or when I'm like really high. I have that. I'm trying to hide it, but I can't. That's something that I want to like master this trick to make sure that people don't find out that I am low certain days.
Yeah, I'm very similar in that sense too. It's so difficult to, my face is like a total giveaway. People don't even have to ask me. They just look at me and, hey, you're upset. Today's not a good day. What's happening? What's wrong? Yeah. Oh shit, how did you find out? Yeah.
Yeah, I probably think it's the Ashwin's thing.
We're just
crazy people, who are kind of easily identifiable if we are like sad. So I feel that way. It's all mutual. Like everybody makes sure, and then people change. They come to me and they make me happy. So it's just not me. I feel like people around you make you. This is something I always stress on. I've always stressed on, and through my life, I believe this thing, and that's true. Like to who I am, like I've said my childhood had a lot of effect with this. I was this person who was very lonely, didn't care about people, didn't give a shit about people. Like people are sad, like fuck them, let them be sad. But then it changed a lot because when I started doing this, I started getting a lot of love and like a lot of care. I think it's just mutual. But it's tough. I understand it's very tough, especially me and Ashwin, we are like really good friends, and we know our friend set would definitely identify us if we are like sad, and they would go to any extent to make us feel happy. But yeah, like sometimes I've not lived up to my expectations. Every birthday makes you feel a little older. So yes, so that's also catching up. But trying to stay young as much as possible. Wish my birthday was on February 29th. And probably I just fool myself saying I'm pretty young. But always this that's one thing which I've always had, that pressure of just staying living up to that. I'm trying to.
Yeah, you're dealing better with it also. And also, I don't think you have to rise up to the occasion every time. You can be yourself and really get the help around you to feel better some days that you're feeling down. And again, everybody has these days, and nobody is like a machine to kind of just keep giving happiness. And sometimes you have to receive it too. And that's something that I've always made you, I've spoken to you about. Like, you can be yourself. Don't have to, though the goodness in you always forces you or kind of compels you to be that force and light around people. Sometimes it's not right to just be that.
Everybody understands it. I feel like once you start like once you have your own, there are like phases in life where there was this very bad phase my undergrad where I didn't like my college initially. There was a space where and for me it's very hard. It's always been hard to accept changes very easily, like to move into the next, like because in school we were hanging out together, we had a really nice group of friends, and then yes, there's going to be new people coming in with your life, and yes, you know, I'm always a person who is a little uncomfortable with the change initially, but then I get very close to everyone who I meet later. But for me, that was an issue, and I didn't like my college so much. I had this bad phase, and I was not happy as well. I was very sad, really, really sad. But then, think friends. That's what friends are there for, you know. Like everybody around me made me happy, made me feel better, and. And yeah, when college got done, I made really good friends in college, and I felt I was the same person who was screaming and crying about leaving them all to go to the States. And probably it's the same when I leave from the States as well. Like I would still feel like I made a lot of good friends here. So I feel like accepting changes has to, you know, that's something that has to sink in. For me, that's a little difficult, but yes, that's another topic too to discuss.
Sure.
But yeah.
Sure. Another question I keep asking my guests is, what motivates you? Just generally to do things, the side of you that makes people happy. What is the driving force? What makes you get out of bed every day and say, hey, let's make today a good day? What's your motivation?
My motivation, I would say, is basically, I always think about my, I don't always think about my past, but I keep that as a reference to keep myself under check. So for me, my motivation would be, am I a better person today than yesterday? So when I start, so I would say like the same thing that got me into fitness. If you've seen me in school, I was totally out of shape. Nothing.
Who can't but, see here because this is an audio podcast. The guy was about, I don't know if it was like easily like I could call you obese back in fifth grade or sixth grade. And now he's like, he's probably as... the waist size of 29 or 30.
I'm still getting there. I'm still trying to that's what I would say. Like for me, I've always had the curiosity to do things if I like something, that drives me. So for me, especially, I wanted to also like get into, because I've always had interest in dancing. I wanted to get into that, but it's all about like prioritizing. I would say coming into dancing, I took that. I mean, that's something that I picked up this semester. I'm trying to learn a new, I always wanted to dance, but then I didn't have the confidence, but now I have the have the confidence, have the right set of people to learn from, and I'm trying to improve myself. So it's all about my motivation has just been the curiosity to learn new things, and to learn that I basically take steps to learn that. Yeah. So I believe if you just I was this person definitely back in undergrad I was this person who just had this dream of just achieving things, but I didn't actually go and focus and do that. But I feel now even when I was doing my fitness thing on, I lost 21 kgs in 7 months. And when I did that, all these 7 months for me was working out, come back home and not check my weight. It was checking my body. So it was all about just checking. It was not about just result. It was like I had to see a result.
The feeling,
not to just make myself comfortable. Like people make themselves comfortable at some point of time. I feel like if that is not there, and if you want to, if 3 days from before, it's very important, and that drives me.
Fair enough.
Like just not a big motivation, but yes, what drives me is just that, and a lot of things, and definitely yeah. people around me. It's a huge factor. Like I pick up a lot of good stuff from people. Like I've always been this person who's tried to ignore the negative, because I really feel like any person, anyone has, even one of the most evil person in the world might have a really positive quality in them. Wow. And I want to pick that positive quality from them. And, and I keep doing that. And that's kept me going all over. Like I feel this run would definitely make me happy more than being successful.
Yeah.
Because I feel it's completely different, both of them.
That's extremely, noble. I mean, seeing the good in people. I have another question. I've actually been thinking about myself, the way I've been, just figuring out a mental model that helps you motivate yourself to work or to do things that you're passionate about, right? I've been wondering and drifting towards the phase of a state of calm, where I don't get extremely excited by anything that's amazing. And I don't get extremely upset by anything that's disastrous. So the highs don't have to be so high and the lows don't have to be so low. Just figuring out a middle ground. Yeah. In fact, one of our friends, Dhruv, I feel like lives life that way. Like he's not extremely excited about things, nor is he extremely disappointed with anything that comes his way that he has to fight or struggle through. He's always maintained a state of calm. And I think this stayed with me when he told me, Ashwin, like, I was asking him, hey, Dhruv, what is your state? Like, why are you always like, fairly passive about things, fairly, I mean, not extremely active, just like, which is a direct contradiction to how I behave. I get extremely excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm wondering that, I don't know, that state of mind is not working for me. I'm in it 100%. So the emotion is extremely strong when I'm sad, and the excitement is extremely when I'm happy. So what is your take on that? Like, do you think that's a model that you would like to explore, or are you good at the way you are doing it?
So coming to that, to be really honest, I've always tried to go into that way of life, to be a lot more calmer. Not to stay excited. Not to stay excited, because I get very excited for very small things. Like,
I know.
Like very, very, that's the smallest thing ever, and that would just not happen. But yes, I would get really excited about it. I would just be like, that is it. That made my day. That's it. I've achieved everything in life. But then, but then I feel it's really important to take. I've always wanted to be that person, to be a lot more calmer, not to stay excited, because I feel like I just want to take things as it comes. I've tried that, but I don't know. I lost a part of myself, I would say, when I did that. And after some point of time, I realized it was kind of a fight in my mind between, like, am I a different person, or am I actually the person who I want to be? Like, so when I figured that out, I just realized I can't be this person. I can't be. I have to get excited for small things. That's me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that, then if that's not going to be Ayer, then who's Ayer then?
Absolutely.
So everyone has their own quality, but then I feel even in people, I've seen instances of people who've actually been very calm, but towards the end of their they're in their 30s and 35, they probably can't handle things. They just freak out. They just get excited. They're so aggressive. I've seen that. I've seen instances of people, but I've seen instances of people who've been really, really, really sensitive and very excited, they're not calm at all. But at 35, probably I think because of all the energy is already been taken off from them, they just get calm at their later stages of life. I think that's probably going to be me. or I don't wish to be calm forever. I'm just dancing and just partying till
always.
But then it would just be very calm, just like not even excited on this voice phone, just calm. Put this
focus.
Very focused, very calm. Reading. We just talk about yoga, meditation, and whatever that can bring peace to the world. Because the world needs a lot of peace right now. So especially the news being it's so disastrous to see the news every day. This is something that just keeps happening, and yes, we will have this conversation in some time.
I hope that the calmer guy in you always stays the quieter one, and the excited one is the louder one. But again, that's putting some expectations on you. And as we discussed, how is this the US, Boston, and the whole life over there kind of changed you from the person that you were here? For those of you who don't know, Ayur has been Chennai boy, like a proper, that original 100% South fellow, right? Since I think he still is, he's never lost sight of him. So it must be double as difficult for you to leave this city to go pursue your dreams or just the studies that you've been after. How's that turning out to be?
Well, first, now it's not Ayer anymore, it's Ash. So
oh, yeah.
I've lost,
yeah.
I'm not a Chennai guy anymore, I'm from Boston. just kidding, Ashwin. The thing is, the part of Chennai is my home. Whatever happens, Chennai will always be my home. That's I'm a Chennai boy.
Yeah.
Chennai payan. This is something I always say. I believe to the person I'm right now, Chennai has made me that person, and I definitely owe a lot to the place I'm. Coming to Boston, when I came to the States first, I didn't like US so much. US life was a kind of different than what it was in Chennai. Chennai was more with our boys, just chill, have fun, do some crazy things. But here, I couldn't adapt myself to the system initially because I was homesick, and having a lot of our Chennai boys back home as our friends, it's too hard to change. But that's when Boston came in. I would say Boston was a significant addition to everybody right there. I shifted colleges after I came to the US. I was in Michigan, and I shifted from Michigan to Boston. Probably one of the most significant decisions I've ever taken in my life. It was Boston. I came here with nothing, literally with no knowledge, with nothing, with no friends. The only thing that changed me was I started being this person to have an open mind, like a lot more open mind than I was in Chennai. And there's a world of difference being in Chennai and being here. Chennai is like still our home. Like, hey, macha, where are we going? Macha, where? Like, it was more easy to converse with people. Like auto, like I literally had like a lot of friends, auto, na, let's go here.
Yeah.
Like what, like wherever it is, like we just talk, we've been that person. But here, that's something I missed. One thing here in the States, not making with, I mean, you can actually see that true love back in Chennai with all the auto and us.
That's
something that I actually miss a lot here. But often it was more about figuring out who I was as a person. That's what I said. I met a lot of good people. First, they taught me about, I came here right after my undergrad, so didn't have much work experience, didn't learn much about life. So I interacted with a lot of seniors of my college. They helped me out. They told me what is life more than just a subject. So for me, I understood that. And Boston gave me my first salary. In Chennai, being one of the last bench student in SVCE and my college, I think none of my teachers would have ever seen me go anywhere. Like, I remember when I got my admit, when I went to take the admit letter to my HOD, he was like, Nia, US
no
chance. Like full that when he gone, this guy and all, what he's going to do, like that, the same tone. that's how I got my, so I came here. And but yeah, it's clear a lot about myself being in Boston. That's why I always, like, I would say my second home, my first home is always Chennai, but my second home is always Boston. I made a lot of friends here. It gave me my first, like, I got my job from here, from this college. I got my co-op, basically.
Yeah.
And it made me, from a person who's pretty much just survived on parents and probably friends' monies and treats, it made me realize that I can also stand by myself, for myself, and gave me a lot of courage to do that. Like, yeah, a lot of, I would say, yeah, that's one thing that happened, and definitely knowledge, friends.
Yeah.
And yes, I would, and my college is getting done now. I feel really bad. I may have to leave Boston to figure out where my next journey is, but
yeah,
chance to stay in Boston. I'll definitely stay in Boston and explore a lot about this place. I really feel nice though I do miss Chennai a lot because of the Chennai boys.
You have to come here soon now. It's been a while since we saw you, since the city saw you.
Whenever I used to come to Chennai, everyone would be like, okay, there's no big farewell, because I usually come like once in 6 months, but I know it's been
a while this time.
Pretty big break now. I don't know. I honestly don't know when
I'm definitely going. Better than our friend Hari, who goes to Singapore every 1 month.
yeah. I mean, so Hari is this guy who's from undergrad. He's been coming for every movie to see Vijay, Ajit, Rajini, maybe Surya, maybe all the actors, to be honest. Like, whichever movie, he'll be like, he'll even come and see Sundar C's movie if he wants to. He's that person. And I don't know, probably because he's either very rich, or he's jobless, or he's both, I don't know. But to be honest, like, we know about Hari. He's a very smart guy, one of the smartest guys I've ever met.
I think we should get Hari on the podcast. You, Hari, and I think Hari will only listen. unless we have a conversation on Twitter, then he will be the most active person.
One of the most active person on Twitter, I would say is Hari. And you know what? So there's this time where I actually, so guys, to come back to the people from Chennai. So there's this time where I actually wanted to take a break a little bit from social media. Like, I mean, break as in, like, I just left WhatsApp for 2 days. So it was not a break, but I just wanted to just try how it is. Like, that's me. So I just wanted to go out just to see how it is. Hari made a point to come into my LinkedIn account and send me a message in LinkedIn to say, to check, am I okay? So that's how Hari is. He's probably either very jobless like this to figure out where he's a guy who always texts. Every Diwali when I was in Chennai, I used to really look forward for him to come from Singapore, because we used to see Tamil movies together. And every day whenever a movie comes, I'll be like, Hari will book the tickets. So which means Hari has to book his tickets from Singapore, come here and book tickets for us, take us to movies. And yes, it's always been it's usually Hari's treat, because, I've never actually paid him for any movie. It's just, he basically comes from Singapore to treat us, and he goes back to Singapore. It is that person. I changed that person though. In between, so like, there was this guy. So my dad basically, he is like, I see Rakesh, another very good childhood friend, who lives like a street, like two streets away from my house. So there's a time where my dad had this conversation where he said, you know what, you should stop coming to Chennai now, because I see you more than Rakesh. So he was like, just 2 streets away. And it was not only my dad, but it was my friends who told me that. That's when I started realizing, like, oh my God, okay, I'm not coming to Chennai for some time. Like, I need people to realize, like, I need really people to miss me, or else, like, it makes no point for me to come there.
Wow.
But to be really honest, I miss a lot of things in Chennai. Like, I miss a lot of fun stuff that we do. Especially,
guess what I had for breakfast?
Dosa, idli, vada.
Idli dosa from Sangeeta.
Sangeeta, I know. Don't tell me all of this, dude. This is the worst. This is why I hate. I've literally stopped my conversation with people from Chennai, because either they just remind me of movies which I can't watch with them. You know, the feel of watching movies in Chennai is so different.
Yeah.
Especially the first thing, first show. Like you, yes. I mean, bro, Satyam is for rich kids. So the movies which we see, the movies which I watch is all in the local theaters, like ever possible. I wouldn't say local, but then like because of the mass.
What,
like
are the theaters you go to?
I've been to Udayam for Vijay's movie, Talabadi's movie. That's nice. But whichever theater we go, we are basically Chennai boys. So whenever all these intro scenes comes up, even here in the US, I literally go crazy when I see my favorite actor on screen. So that's something that I connect with Hari and a lot of people. I think with a lot of people back home. Rudra is one person who also does that.
Rudra is extremely.
He doesn't know.
No. He's extremely pretentious. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know if he does. Does he really like Tamil or does he like fake it? I don't know. I've never figured.
I really think he fakes it sometimes because the problem is he was so interested in watching Mari with me that he got pissed off that I didn't watch it with him. Because I was selfish at the time because I had my friend call me and I had to watch it first day. First time I was like, anyways, what will he understand? Like, it's fine. Like, we'll take him later. It's not like he's not like, but he actually made me feel so bad. He actually made me feel like he's one huge Dhanush fan. He's watched Dhanush movie from A to Z. Like he's traveled 25 years of his life with Dhanush. He was that crazy. He made me do a boulder run because I didn't watch the movie with him. You were there. So, yeah. And he made me do a boulder run in right. It was
boulder,
seven. It was,
boulder run, by the way, for our listeners, is a run where basically you run naked. I wanted to euphemize it to say it very subtly, but just run naked. That's boulder run.
Yeah, but with boxers, like topless, but boxers.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? I was doing a boulder run, and I was basically, so all of these people, it was raining, and all of these people were traveling. And they would, like, all our friends, they were all taking videos. And I was doing my boulder run. I was in between. There was this guy from my college. And he's like, hey, Ayer, bacha, what's up? And I was like, who's fucking identifying me in this car? Like, in this attire. Yeah, I was shocked. And then he came and hugged me. I hugged him. And then, yeah. I miss all of that. I miss all that small things that we do in Chennai. We take it for granted because it's our home. Then that's something that is probably something that I would miss being in Boston. But yeah, I can't wait to come back to Chennai and do all these crazy. And to everyone who's listening to this, like Ashwin is just the same person as me. He's probably done crazier things than me. And he's probably been with me in all these crazy things.
I think that's why, like, when we're together, we need to bring the city down. We can't be quiet kids. Like, if we're quiet, we're just, like, waiting to explode.
Yeah, exactly. We can't just be calm and...
We can't be Dhruv.
We can't be Dhruv. I try to be, I'm very calm now, but if I say that to a lot of friends in Boston that I made, they still laugh. I don't know for what reason. I went to a house party yesterday and said, I was talking in a very calm tone because I really wanted to be calm. I talk and everyone started laughing. They're like, why have you changed? They can't. So basically the world has an impression on you. And even if you try to improve yourself, the world doesn't let you improve yourself.
Learning.
It's not our fault. It's the world's fault. It's not our fault. None of us is our fault.
Hashtag Ashwin problems.
hashtag Ashwin problems. Yes, that's precisely the same thing that I've been dealing with people all through my life. And I think forever, I think this would just be happy. Like, but my dad wants me to be calm. So he can't. But he's excited
too. So if they see you upset, Ayer, there'd be so much pressure. It's like that birthday of yours, right? Every day is your birthday. Yeah. Because on your birthday, you're pressured to be happy. And I hate birthdays for that reason. They're like, why are you not happy? I'm like, it's a normal day. But for you, I think every day is a birthday. Because if you're not
happy. Yeah. So there's this energy level, like, expectations that people have on you. I really feel I was this person. I wish I was this person in fifth grade, just stayed as the same person, I didn't meet Rudra in my lifetime, didn't meet you guys. I mean, I feel like I should have met you guys. Just been a very sane, calm person, but yes, without friends. So there's There's definitely, I would definitely prefer the second one, just having friends, just being this person. Because I feel like this is just me and I like being myself. Yes, as I said, there's going to be a time where we're going to, all our energies are going to drain. I can see that happening. And yes, we're going to see Dhruv jumping all around at the age of 35.
Yeah.
And,
because we are all
yeah, we're all calm. We're like, we're going to be like Dhruv's dad. We're going to like just tell him like, please, can you just shut the fuck up and just sit?
Just calm down.
Just calm down. And that's just
I can't wait to grow up with you guys, because we've seen each other since I don't know forever now, and it'd be amazing to see the transition happen. I hope things change about us that we can reflect upon.
When I went to Boston, I was like, okay, so I was this person in Chennai, I was this person in school. When I went to college, I was like, I have to be a different person. I want people to see my different side, like my other side, and not judge me for what I am. And it didn't happen. I stayed calm for three days, but something about me just keeps me excited. When I see people, I just get excited and make conversations, and then everyone expects that, and so I feel like I'm trying to be that person, but I can't, because it's not. I think I probably think I am that person, so I can't like change.
I guess the thing about us is we have a calm side within us. We don't expose it in our alone moments. Everybody has their alone moments. Everybody has those hours in the day that they're alone by themselves before they go to bed or just when they wake up. Those are the times we deal with those things, and that helps us
get
our sanity.
I feel like I'm this person who can actually enjoy a movie just sitting by myself. I've been that person who've gone to a theater just by myself with no one. As well, I can also like go with friends and cheer. I have my time where I don't also, like, everyone has a time where they don't actually want to like just see people. They just want to calm down. Just be silent. Having a conversation with my friend, and she was telling me like, so this is a friend who asked me like, how can you go alone and like see a movie? How can you go alone like eat like lunch? I can never do that. For me, it's not that. If I need that time for myself, I still have to be this person who can appreciate some time just by myself to actually enjoy food and enjoy a movie by myself. Because it can't just be always people around you. But I would prefer the later one. Like, I would always prefer people around me. I would always do that. But what if you're put in a situation where you have no one, but you still have to enjoy something by yourself, because you love yourself as well. You have to do that, and you can't just always long for company. Though I always do that, but I can also like, I feel like we can also like just I'm pretty sure like you would have also done that too, like just had
for sure. We don't always have the luxury of the loving people or just people around us. Sometimes we got to kick at yourself, and I had a great time chatting with you. I feel like this is Iyer, by the way, for listeners, I'm a big fan of his humor that didn't come out on the show. We should have you back on this episode, do some, I don't know, like maybe like a stand up or just imitation that got you famous.
It's been a while since I've been into that. I probably have to take a crash course. it's been a long time since I've actually been, but I feel like more than just that, I feel like just the humor that connects us. I feel one part about humor which I want to share is just everyday's life. Like, you can make fun of yourself, like make fun of things around you. Just enjoy. If you start enjoying that humor around you, things just change a lot. Like, it just changes a lot. Yes, I feel like sometimes I feel like, oh my God, I'm like this guy who's just like a joker. But you know what? That's the difference. Like, the difference is you realize there are a few friends who like you for who you are, but there are a few people who will see you this way and just move on. So for everyone out there who's trying to like make humor, just make people happy, I think it's very important to realize that I can honestly say I've made a lot of good friends just being like this way. And I would say,
I feel like everybody likes a good laugh, and nobody likes, I think there's ability to appreciate humor in any situation, whether it's a fun moment or suffering, just helps you get through it. That's something I learned from you. Like, look at everything can be looked at with a tinge of humor that makes it better. And thanks for that, dude. Thanks for just inspiring.
I've learned a lot too from everybody from our school. Like I as I said, I always repeat this. I to make you, and for me as a person, if I'm here today, I would say it's just 10% because of me. It's 90% because of the people around me. From my mom, dad, family, brother, sister, friends, like everyone around you has contributed. I significantly remember everyone who's done that. Like I still talk with the guy who probably like I still remember this guy who gave me so for the first exam, for the first Anna University practical exam, I didn't study for it. But this is a friend called Agni. He was the one who actually like wrote in an eraser. Like he wrote the diagram in an eraser and he passed it to me. If it wasn't for him, I would have definitely flunked in that exam. And probably that would have been it because I had the worst phase of my life. I would have just been like, okay, like that's it. College life is done. I'm not even studying. And that's it. I mean, there is no Boston, Chennai. There is not even Chennai after that. There is just there's not even home after that. It's probably just on the streets, doing things. So probably crazy things would have just been a part of my life itself for living. So that's that's what it. But it all starts there. It's just people around you who make you. Everywhere people have helped me, and at this stage, I want to say thanks to everyone who's helped me to be here. To what I am, and that's all I can do is just me, and I've done that too. I feel very happy about that, but I feel like it's just not me. It's just everyone. It's you. It's Rudra. It's Dhruv. It's I can just go on with names. Hari, everybody, and that's something that I would want to just say in this conversation. Just if you know that people around you make you, things are there's a lot of sharing. There's a lot of caring, and
I totally agree. I agree. Couldn't agree more to that. We would love to have you back on the show and do those things. I feel like...
Well, definitely.
Because I didn't prepare for this. Whenever I have my guests, I usually have like a broad guideline. But you, I just thought it would be doing disservice to the conversation. Because I know you as an old friend, right? I don't want to prep for this.
We've known each other for way too long, this conversation was thank you so much, Ashwin, for this, for your time. Like I really, for everyone out there, I really feel Ashwin's doing a great job. He's basically getting a lot of people. Like I listen to every show. I just listened to the Kishan Das edition that you did about Marcel. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of Vijay. I'm basically, even that is me. Like I alternate from one start, but recently I feel like Vijay is amazing. He's damn good. So I really enjoyed the conversation.
I thought you were an Ajit fan.
No, but let's. I mean, I'm a silent Ajit fan, but I feel like as I said, I feel like I connect with Vijay more in the recent movies. He's doing a very good job.
We call you Talib because you're an Ajit fan. Now you're like...
Talapadi. So they say Talapadi. So Talapadi is Vijay. That's all. So basically, I like them both, but I like Vijay a little more. Better than
okay, that's a new Ajit, insight for me from this.
So there's something out to all the Talapadi fans. But let's stick to Talaivar and play it safe because I don't want to. Everyone likes Talaivar. So yeah, so that was really nice. I think you're entering. You're really keeping yourself. You're actually one of my biggest inspiration, and you're really keeping everyone alive by all this conversation and everything. And I wish you just continue to do the same and make everybody happy as you always do, and stay crazy and stay awesome.